Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Pete, had a pretty good time with the November presidential election. It was probably, well, it was very, very watched and very heavily voted, and that's going to be our topic of conversation for a few minutes today, and then we're going to get to another election that's coming up, April 2021. There will be some elections coming up, but as far as Macoupin County, is the vote totals officially canvassed now?
We are all canvassed. We're all certified. Yeah, the election's in the books.
And no big changes, I guess?
No big changes, no.
How was voter turnout? I think we didn't have the official results, but it was probably, was it the biggest we've had in Macoupin County?
Once we added in the final late arriving vote by mails and some provisionals, we've got the highest turnout we've ever had, almost 76%. And in terms of actual raw vote, it's the most voters we've had in Macoupin County since 1960.
Wow. Now, with that voting, as you pointed out, mail-in voting, it was quite the topic of the year. And in summary, sort of, for Macoupin County, was it utilized heavily? Was the percentage pretty good? And maybe you could tell us any hiccups, or how did mail-in voting go just for Macoupin County?
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it went extremely well. We had a 372% increase in the number of mail ballots we had from 4 years ago. So a lot more people utilized it, which was great. I think I somewhat underestimated the amount of work that would be involved in getting that many ballots out, but we got them done, and I think just about everybody got their ballot, got it back. The rate of rejection was very small. Most of the folks that did get rejected were able to cure it. They were able to fix it, so they got their mail ballot counted. So overall, I think it went extremely well, and helped because between the huge increase in mail-in voting, we had the most early vote in-person ballots ever cast in Macoupin County. It was a 57% increase over 4 years ago, which helped lower the number of people in the polling place on Election Day, which was our big goal this year because, you know, we had less judges, we were dealing with the pandemic. So we had a 22% increase in the number of ballots that were cast before Election Day, which dropped the number of people showing up at the polling place by about 5,000, even though we had a much higher turnout. So I'm very happy with that.
There was a great emphasis this year on mail-in balloting and everything like that. Do you think after we're through the pandemic that it might become a little more popular where more people will utilize it? Or you think, what sort of your thoughts as the future for mail-in?
Yeah, I think folks that voted by mail, some of them did it just because of the pandemic. They'll probably never do it again. I think there are a lot of folks, though, that, you know, kind of like, because this is what I was trying to tell people when talking about mail-in voting. You know, you got your ballot mailed to you, and if you requested it early, you got it about 6 weeks before Election Day. Then it was up to you. You had all the time in the world to read through your ballot. If you weren't sure about these candidates, if you didn't know what party these judges were for, if you didn't know what the referendum was about, you know, you had time to put the ballot back on the coffee table, fire up the Google and find out that information. It's a lot more convenient than getting the ballot at the polling place and then you feel like you've got to get it marked real quick because there's a line behind you. And so I think some folks like that. I anticipate that both mail-in and early vote have grown every election since I've been in office for 10 years now. But I have a feeling mail-in is going to be a lot more popular.
Now we'll move on to the upcoming election. It's funny, we're just out of a big one and another one coming up, this much more local in flavor. And of course, that will be the April 2021 election, which includes municipalities, school boards, and a lot more. Maybe you could go over what we're looking at as far as what's coming up in April.
Absolutely, yeah. So this particular consolidated election, all of our local governments will be up. You know, townships are up only every 4 years, so this is their cycle, cities and villages, school districts, fire districts, library districts, just all sorts of local races. So The city of Carlinville actually had their filing this past week, so they're finished up because they do things just a little bit differently. But for everyone else, there'll either be a caucus the first week in December, or the petitions will be due December 14th through the 21st. So if folks are interested in running, they can go to the MacoupinVotes.com website, and then under the four candidates is a petition packets link that'll have all the information they need, all the paperwork they need, tell them where to file, or they can reach out to their local clerks who would be able to get that information for them as well. But yeah, it's hard to believe that, you know, we barely have this one in the books, and we're just right in the middle of getting ready for April.
As far as school boards, that's a little bit different. Maybe you want to touch on that, because that's still eligible for people to go about the process as well. That can be sort of done through your office and or the school itself if someone wants to pick up a packet.
Yeah, so school boards, the state changed the rules for them a couple years ago. So they are the only local offices that will actually file with my office here at the election office. Everyone else would file with the city or the library district or the township, whatever they're running for. So in terms of filing in December, they would need to come here. In terms of getting that packet, though, if they want to run, it's available online. We've got copies, and I believe all the school districts have copies as well. So folks have a lot of different opportunities if they want to run.
It's very early, as you say, for the April election in a way. Does the consolidated election, is there the chance that there could be referendums on that particular ballot?
I would assume there'll probably be a few referendums. Yeah, I've heard typically districts that are thinking about putting a referendum on call ahead and want to make sure that they're following all the proper procedures. So I usually have a little bit of a heads up. And I've heard some preliminary talk about doing some, but nothing official yet. And they've still got some time before they'd have to get it on.
And you mentioned election judges. I guess still probably always a need for election judges within the county for any given election?
Absolutely. There's always the need for election judges. It tends to be that the lower the turnout, the lower participation we have with election judges. So, you know, we were very lucky. We had an extremely high turnout. Even with the pandemic, we worked really hard to try to recruit some folks to make sure we had as many judges as possible. But it's just as important in April when we're voting on this local stuff where one vote literally can be the difference between someone winning and losing for folks to sign up to be a judge. So if folks are interested, definitely reach out and we'll get them started on the process.
And of course, if they need more information, they have your website, or if they have specifics, is it contact your office?
Yep, then contact the office. Visit the website, like you said, or the Macoupin County Clerk Facebook page, whichever one they'd like.
Pete, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.